Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, for something different this weekend, as members of the Ross Cray Ramblers Club prepare to lead what's called a sober social hike in the Slievebloom Mountains this Sunday. It's the first of many public events planned by two lifelong friends from the town of Ross Cray who've been speaking out about their own experiences of addiction to help others.
My drinking was, I couldn't stop once I started, and that doesn't mean I was drinking 7 days a week. It just means if I was at home on a Friday night, I had a box of beer, I wouldn't go to bed till it was gone, you know. I couldn't stop once I started, and that's just the way it was.
And weekends lost to drinking then, and the gambling with that as
Oh, yeah, yeah, the gambling came hand in hand. The drinking and gambling just came hand in hand, you
what
know.
What kind of gambling?
For me, at the start, it was soccer bets, you know. I started off with soccer bets, small bets when I was younger. The lotto was a big thing for me. I would spend possibly 100, 150 euro a week just on numbers in the bookies, and you know,
betting on the lotto numbers.
Yeah, yeah, it was just crazy, you know. I just had to do it. If I missed the lotto, I'd freak out. It was just that addiction. I just couldn't. I had to have the lotto numbers done, and then the soccer bets. I have to do the soccer bets 7 days a week, and horse. I know nothing about horses. I wouldn't know the front of a horse to a back of one, but I still would have lost 50% of my money through my life on horses.
And were drugs a part of your addiction?
Definitely in the younger age, yeah. Like, I was started drinking late 90s, early 2000s, and ecstasy was big then. I always say it, like, I wasn't addicted to drugs, but any time I drank, I would have done drugs, so I can't be a hypocrite and say I wasn't either, you know.
What made things change for you? Was it financial problems, family problems?
Well, look, if I'm going to be honest, it's all of them, you know. I was never financially secure when I was drinking and gambling, never. I am today, thank God. What brought it to a head for me simply was I woke up one Sunday morning, I'd say. I was out drinking the night before and with my wife, and we came home from the pub and there was a massive argument, and I don't remember none of it. But my daughter came in, she was 5 at the time. She came into the kitchen that next morning, and I was after falling asleep at the kitchen table, and there was a bottle of wine empty on the table, and she asked me, why did I say this and why did I say that last night? Why was I shouting? And
to her mum, your
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, it must have been. I don't remember it, and that's not a cop-out. I don't, you know. But when my daughter told me this, it broke my heart, you know, and I there and then I said, I can't be like this. This isn't normal. I can't have my kids growing up watching me like this. I felt guilty. I felt ashamed. I felt depressed. I felt sorry for myself. For me, I decided there and then I wasn't going to drink anymore, you know. I just had to stop.
You realised your family and your wife had enough of it too?
Yeah, 100%. I don't know how she stuck me this long, and that's, to be honest, I genuinely don't. I've always said it and I continue to say it. I'm so grateful to still have my wife and my kids in my life, you know. I was going to lose my family, and I nearly did, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Now, that's 42-year-old James Gleeson, Cormac. He works as a commercial representative. He's from Ross Cray, and he's been in recovery from his addiction for 27 months now. He mentioned there how he almost lost his family and was so lucky to still have them. It's an amazing turnaround for him to be able to tell me. And he was beaming and smiling when he told me that he and his wife have even welcomed a new baby into the family in recent months. Now, joining him for our conversation was 49-year-old Richard Lochnan, a building contractor, husband, father and proud young grandfather from Ross Cray too, who told me he's 16 months clean from drugs and alcohol after close to 3 decades of drink and drug addiction, where he was spending €1,000 a week on cocaine, and his drinking, he said, started in his teenage years, as you'll hear.
It was the norm back then to get paid in the Thursday evening to go for a few pints. Saturday, Sunday, I just couldn't stop. I loved it. I loved where it brought me. I loved the drink, what it done to me. In later years then, I started taking drugs on a casual basis.
Cocaine became commonly available.
Cocaine came very commonly available. It was easier to get cocaine than a takeaway in our local town, you know. It was just, that's the way it was. That's the way society had gone. Once I took one drink, the next thing then was cocaine. It was so readily available.
I'm sure there's lots of people can relate to your story, but I'm struck by what you said to me. You said it masked all of your emotions. There were two very different sides to you in all of this.
Yeah, and in the latter days, it masked all my emotions completely. The man you'd see with a big ego and having a bit of crack and all that in the pubs, when he went home, it was depression when the drugs was gone. He was a broken man, you know.
What made you stop?
What made me stop was my best friend James Leeson. At the time, I was actually buying a broadband subscription off him. He called up to my house. I had known James was in recovery for a while. They say this is a law of attraction, recovery. I seen what James had, I wanted it. It's just as simple as that. And if my very good friend could do it, why couldn't I do it? So that's what I wanted. James, I finally broke down. I was a broken man. I was destroyed. I was in isolation, taking drugs and drink. My family didn't really know it to the extent of how bad it was. And James knew, so I broke down to James, roared, crying, a few tears. And he says to me, I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock. This was a Monday evening, I'll never forget. It's 16 months ago now, nearly to the day. He brought me to a meeting in Portlaoise, and I've been going to that meeting regular ever since.
You're inspired by your friend, as you said. James is with us here as well, and he helped you begin that journey of recovery. You almost make it sound simple, and well done, by the way. But has it been very hard?
It is actually is very simple. We were told at the beginning, what James said is just keep coming back. That's the message we give. When I walked into the meeting the first night, I was looking around the place, and after 5-10 minutes, I said to myself, this is where I'm supposed to be. It was a room I walked into, the first room I ever walked into, where everybody wants you to be well, everyone means well, they want you to recover. It's just they all help one another.
Well, two remarkable stories of recovery from Richard and James there, John. So tell us about what they're planning for this weekend then.
It's been described as Ross Cray's first sober social hike, Cormac, and it was inspired by a number of walks that James attended in Dublin with a man called John Boland, who's spoken out about his own addiction issues to help others previously. This Sunday morning, members of the Ross Cray Ramblers hiking group will lead James and Richard and John and many other people, they hope, on a trek into the Slieve Bloom Mountains, leaving Kinnity Castle in nearby Offaly at 10 a.m. But the organisers are keen to stress this isn't just a walk for those in addiction or recovery. It's open to all, no matter what your age or circumstance, according to James and to Richard, as they want to promote sobriety and positive mental health for everyone.
We just want to promote awareness, we want to promote sobriety. We want to promote a life outside of the pubs.
It's about life without drinking drugs, basically, and there is a life without drinking drugs. This, I can't put this out there enough, this is not closed off to everybody that's in recovery. We want everybody to come and join us on a walk, because you don't know who's sitting at home struggling on their own. And it might not be with alcohol or drug addiction or gambling, it could be just loneliness. So this day, Sunday, is for everybody to come. If you like going for a walk, and if you want to come and don't want us to know that you're there for that, just join in on the walk. You know, you don't have to tell anybody your story.
It's a sober curious, it's a sober curious journey that we're having. My fabulous mammy is 70 years of age, and she's coming on the walk. It's open to everybody. Absolutely. It's a completely social event for anybody who wants to go.
It sounds to me like you're trying to take these issues out of the meetings or from behind closed doors. You want to promote sobriety and get people talking about this more.
We're just there to support anybody that wants help, and just to let them know there is help there. This was my biggest problem 16 months ago when I started my journey. I didn't realise there was so much help there, and it's just as simple as a text message or a phone call to make, and that's the hardest part. Once you make that, it's sky's the limit.
Well, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Thanks to Richard and James for speaking so openly about their addiction there. And also to John Cook, who did that report. It's a beautiful walk. Good, bad or indifferent, I must say. I've done it very often, the Slieve Blooms. But for further details of Ross Gray's first sober social hike online, and if you've been affected by issues discussed here, support details are available by looking up rte.ie/helplines.